This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump, for the first time, acknowledged his defeat in the November 3rd election and announced there would be an orderly transition on Inauguration Day, which is January 20th. The president delivered these words after the U.S. Congress concluded the electoral vote count early Thursday, certifying President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Trump's acknowledgement came after a day of chaos and destruction on Capitol Hill as a mob of his supporters stormed the Capitol. Members of Congress were forced into hiding, offices were ransacked, and the formal congressional tally of Electoral College votes was halted for more than 6 hours. Trump said in a statement posted on Twitter that even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. Trump's account had been previously locked by Twitter. And in a video posted yesterday after lawmakers had been evacuated, President Trump told his supporters who had converged on the Capitol to go home, saying, "I know your pain, I know you're hurt, but you have to go home now. We have to have peace, so go home. We love you. You are special." South Africa will receive its first batch of coronavirus vaccines in January, the health minister said Thursday, as the continent's worst hit country battles a record number of infections. The minister had indicated over the weekend that South Africa was hoping to receive its first vaccines in February, depending on negotiations underway with several pharmaceutical companies. South Africa is using the vaccine made jointly by researchers at the University of Oxford and the biotech firm AstraZeneca. It's seen as a potential game changer because it does not have to be stored at the ultra low temperatures of some of the other vaccines. This is VOA News. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is unlikely to win approval in Japan until May due to requirements for local clinical trials, the distributor said, casting a doubt over a nationwide vaccination rollout before the Summer Tokyo Olympics. With an eye on the Olympics due to start in late July, Japan has secured rights to at least 540 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines from several Western developers. It's the biggest quantity in Asia and more than enough for its 126 million population. And Japan declared a limited state of emergency in the capital, Tokyo, and three neighboring regions on Thursday to stem the spread of the coronavirus, resisting calls from some medics for wider curbs due to the economic damage they would cause. The government said the one-month emergency would run from Friday to February 7th. In areas covering about 30% of the country's population, restrictions would center on combating transmission in bars and restaurants, which the government says are main risk areas. Washington may sanction those involved in the arrest of over 50 people in Hong Kong and will send the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations to visit Taiwan. That's what Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is saying, drawing anger and threat of retaliation from Beijing. Pompeo said he was also appalled by the arrest of an American citizen as part of a Wednesday crackdown in Hong Kong and added, "The United States will not tolerate the arbitrary detention or harassment of U.S. citizens." Meantime, China was one of many nations criticizing Wednesday's siege on the U.S. Capitol by protesters supporting Trump. China drew a comparison on Thursday between the storming of the Capitol and last year's often violent pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong, but noted that no one had died when demonstrators took over the legislature of the China-ruled city. Clips of the chaotic scenes from Washington aired repeatedly on Chinese state television. And a field hospital in London will be used, if necessary, to relieve pressure on other hospitals in the city, the British health minister said Thursday, after leaked official documents suggested London risked running out of beds within 2 weeks. Projections leaked to the Health Service Journal showed that even if the number of COVID-19 patients increased at the lowest rate considered likely, London hospitals would be short of nearly 2,000 acute and intensive care beds by January 19th. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.